Are you looking to grow? Are you looking to be able to understand what real discipleship is? Or do you have a church or a body of believers that are looking for something to help you get past just the normal Bible study to actually be able to apply the Word of God? Well, we have a book for you. It's called Embracing the Truth. Go to tswrightspeaks.com. Message me and get your copy today. Again, tswrightspeaks.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and have a blessed day. Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I am so glad you could join us today, as we are going to have a fun show for you. Any of you country and western fans, you're going to be in for a treat here, because this guy knows country western music. And so, anyway, before I jump into that, make sure you hit that follow subscribe button and give us a like, as that helps us to continue to bring you the content that you love and the content we feel so blessed to be able to provide to you. So, as I've already said, we've got a country western singer that is going to be on this show today. And you guys are going to get to listen to his story, his journey, and really give you kind of the bird's eye view of country western music and his journey in it and how God has impacted him through all of this. So without further ado, Richard Lynch, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, T.S., for having me. It's an honor to be with you, sir. Looking forward to spending some time with you.
All right. Well, we're looking for a great show. So, Richard, the first thing I'd like you to do for our audience is just talk about your story, your journey, how God has led you through this journey of country western music, kind of where it all started. Sounds like to me it started back in 1978. And don't want to date you or anything, right? I know we were discussing, he's 10 years older than me, so, but Richard's going to give you a little bit of a bird's eye view of his story and how that's, how country and western music had played such a big role in his life and how God has used that to form who he is today. Take it away, Richard.
Well, thank you again for having me. Well, I was born and raised in a country music household. We grew up on an old farm just north of Cincinnati. My dad was Woody Lynch, and there might be some folks back there that recall that name. He played with a lot of the greats from that era. You know, he played with Hank Williams Jr. Of course, he played with Glenn Campbell, Bobby Bear, some of those names from the 50s and 60s. So I grew up in a country music household, just loving the fact that I could be around that music. And at the ripe old age of 15, I just got an opportunity to start playing music. And we, back then, there was me and soon to be my brother-in-law at the time. We went to school together. He came to the house one day. He said, "Richard," now keep in mind, I'm 15 years old, "I got a first gig to play." I said, "Really? You're going to pay us and everything?" So we went and booked. He booked a wedding reception, and we went and did our show, just the two of us, and we knew a total of 9 songs. And when we got through playing them, we just played them over again, and they still paid us. So that was my introduction to the live music. But you know, I learned to love the music, learned to love the fact that it's real people out there listening to it. My dad told me a long time ago, "Richard, if you're going to play music and record music and write music," he said, "you know, just write it to where you connect with the listeners." I know there's a lot of great writers out there and great musicians out there, but they're so good, sometimes they go over their head, the listeners' heads. So I've always learned to keep it simple, keep it true, tell the truth. When I write a song, I really emphasize on putting the truth in that song. And, I played the honky-tonks for many, many years, as many as 300-plus nights a year from 9 to 2 in the morning. And here the last 10, 15 years, I've realized that there's something special about this gift that I was given. Somebody asked me one time, he said, Richard, one of these days, we're going to meet our maker. And he's going to say to you, Richard, what'd you do with that gift I gave you, that gift of music? And I thought about that for a long time, and I decided that, maybe I should aim towards the Lord a little more. And I did, and I've been recording, you know, I still record country music, but I still love the fact that I can, within my country realm, speak of the Lord, tell his praises, sing his praises. You know, when I was a kid, country music wasn't like it is today. They wasn't afraid to speak of the Lord in country music. And I think it's time maybe if I'm going to do my little part and try to put him back in the country music word.
Amen. Amen. So, Richard, I have a question for you. And I was just kind of thinking here while you're, you know, while you're talking and tell us a little bit about your story. Tell us one of the kind of one of the most inspirational songs that you've ever sang, and talk about that to our listeners and kind of give them a bird's eye view of the, of this song.
Well, one of the most honest to goodness songs came to me. We had just done a four state road trip. And I had a song at the time called American Proud, and we were out promoting this particular song. And just had left the radio station, and our manager called me and said, Richard, be expecting a phone call from L.A. A fellow in California wants to do you a live remote and a live broadcast on his station. I thought, well, that's cool. So I had no sooner hung up when the phone rang. And keep in mind, we're driving Interstate 40. We had just left Nashville on our way to Memphis, Tennessee.
540.
And the phone rang, and I explained to the gentleman that we were driving. If it was okay with him, we could still do the interview, but we are driving. He said, that's no problem. Let's do this. So we're driving down the road, and the interview was going really well. He was really complimentary. He loved my music. Got almost toward the end of the interview, and he said, Richard, do you mind if we pray on the radio? Now, I had never been asked that before or since. Now, keep in mind, we're driving down the interstate. I want to emphasize, we are driving down the interstate. And normally, there would never be a pad of paper to be found anywhere in the vehicle. But between me and my wife, there was a pad of paper between us there on the seat. And normally you couldn't find a pen or a paper with a search warrant, but there was a pen in the dashboard. So I grabbed the pen. I'm steering with my left knee, holding with my left arm with the phone, trying to write with my right hand and keeping my gas going up on my right foot. And I'm writing down exactly what's coming to me, because this song came to me right then. It was not going to wait. There was no more. It was now or never. Write this down. So my wife looked over at me, and her eyes were big as silver dollars. She grabbed the pen and paper and the pad, and then she commenced to writing what she heard me say to the remainder of the conversation with the disc jockey. Ultimately, I wrote a song called Pray on the Radio that moment. And when someone asks me a song that inspired me, my mind goes straight to that song and that moment, because I don't think I can out top that story.
Wow.
And I'm proud of that one. I'm really proud of it. The song has done well for me. We even entitled our current CD, Songs of Inspiration, Pray on the Radio. So that's the title of our current CD.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. So you've been doing this since 78. So
yes,
you've got what, almost 50 years of
soon to be.
Yeah. Pretty close to 50 years of being in this industry. So talk about maybe just some changes that you've seen over the years that have, you know, that kind of surprised you, you know, things that, you know, kind of be interesting for our listeners to hear.
Well, You know, I love real traditional country music, three chords and the truth, a steel guitar, a fiddle, three-part harmony, a storyline that you can listen to, you follow. It's almost as if that listener is being put right there with that songwriter. If a good country song is sang and wrote correctly, that listener is right there with them, right there with you. It's almost as if that song has been wrote for them.
Right.
And today, I find myself having a hard time listening to, modern country music. It seems like it's lost its way as far as emotion. It's lost its way with the, the country has been taken out of as far as music goes. They kept the name and put some kind of a different music to it. So sure. That's really the biggest change that I've seen. But that all being said, there's still a need in today's world for a good traditional country song. And I'm proof positive. I just finished my 10th full-length Nashville recorded album. People are just hungry for that simplistic, relatable music that they can feel comfortable with. It's like that big meat and potatoes dinner. You've got that comfort feel for it.
Yeah,
good country music's got that meat and potatoes that you want to have. You want to curl up and listen to it. You know what I mean? And there's still a need for that today.
Amen, amen. So now, obviously, I love the song. You know, the prayer and the radio song was. I thought that was really cool. I mean, just that whole scene. But so you've been, obviously you've written and been in Nashville and done all these type of things. Kind of where are some different places that this music has taken you location-wise? I mean, just different places you've went, got to play, got to visit, and just some of the neat things you've got to experience.
Well, keep in mind, I'm an old farm boy from Waynesville, Ohio. Grew up there, and I'm the oldest of six kids, and the music has taken me places that I would have never been able to go to. I've traveled almost every state. I probably played 30, 35 of the 50 states. And I've actually got to go overseas and do a show in Ireland with one of my country music friends, icons, David Frizzell. David Frizzell had a lot of big hits back in the early 80s. And so I was invited to go over to Ireland. Of course, I love playing in Texas, love playing in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, but I would have never been able to do that had it not been for the fact that I kept getting my dad's guitar out from under the bed where he told me to leave it alone when he was at work. So and the darndest thing about that, TS, is for somehow or other, he would always know when he came home if I had his guitar out. And I always try to put it back where he wouldn't know. He always knew. I don't know what I did, but man, he always knew. And he knew what I was going to do before I knew what I was going to do.
That's funny. Oh man, that's great. That is awesome. So, what are some? Let me ask you this question: when is the last time you've done? A track. When's the last time you've done a record?
We released a new CD in March of this year, 2020.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's that called?
It's still relatively current, 6-7 months now.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I really love writing my own music, but I'm one of those writers that don't make the mistake of missing a great song if it comes my way because I didn't write it. If somebody writes a song and sends it to me and I feel it, I am honored to get it on a recording. And I know folks that just won't record anything but their own music. And I guess that's fine. But for me, it's about the great song that comes my way. And there's some real good friends of mine in Nashville just sent me a song that I am blown away with. I'm going to tell you the title of it. From the Bottle to the Bible.
Oh, wow.
This is, and I get goosebumps when I hear this song. You want to talk about hitting you right in the heart? man, this song is pretty heavy. I love it. So I'm looking forward to getting that song recorded in the near future here.
Outstanding. Wow. That sounds to me just like an impactful song, you know, and how many people who have struggled with alcoholism and drug addiction and all that have finally turned away from those type of things and turned to Jesus.
Absolutely. I had a brother I just lost, you know, a couple of years ago. And of course he got bit real early by the alcohol bug and never shook it. And so when I hear when this particular song was presented to me to record, I was just, you know, it's like, it's almost like Robert is speaking to me from the other side. Robert is my brother that passed away. And I can hear the lyric and I can see the content and I know the pain that he went through. And so it's, in my view, hearing that song is going to help me and I hope a lot of other folks as well to deal with that.
Amen. Amen. So, Richard, as we're getting pretty close to wrapping up here, what, you know, I guess, what's a message that you would just like people to know from, you know, just from your music and, you know, what is, you know, kind of that message? And you've kind of been, I think, hinting on that already, but kind of that message that you want people to know and understand about you, your music, and really what you're all about.
Well, the whole time I've been playing music, and it will soon be 50 years, the Lord has been with me. I didn't know he was there with me until relatively recently, that's 10, 12 years. But I know he's been there the entire time.
Amen.
And there's a reason we're young, and there's a reason we make mistakes, and there's a reason that we are given this gift to live and gift to have a contact with people. And there's a gift that this Lord has given us. So if we can just sit back and let our ego go away and just be within our real one-on-one person and let them know that God is here with you the entire time. We're going to make mistakes. The Lord wants you to make mistakes because you know what? We learn from them. Mm-hmm. If we don't make mistakes, we're never going to learn. We're never going to improve. We're never going to have that shining ability that the Lord wants us to have. So embrace the Lord. Embrace the fact that, you know, you be real to yourself. Don't try to be another singer. Don't try to be somebody else. Stay within yourself. Love the Lord. And it will be amazing the opportunity that lands in your lap.
Amen. Amen. So, Richard, if somebody wanted to get a hold of your albums, listen to your music, where is a good place for them to do that?
Go to richardlynchband.com. Don't go to Richard Lynch because that's a scary actor who passed away a few years ago. Go to Richard Lynch Band. Yeah, richardlynchband.com. You can see anything, all our show dates, our merchandise, our interviews, our schedule. But yeah, go to richardlynchband.com and you'll see anything and everything you want to know.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, in wrapping up, I just want to say, Richard, first of all, thank you for being on the show and thank you for coming on. And it's been a pleasure having you on here. And man, I love, I just love the messages of your song. The radio prayer thing is that's just really cool. I mean, honestly, that's just really cool. And so I don't really listen to country music, but I mean, I'm going to actually figure out where that song is. I'm going to go listen to that one song because I want to hear it.
Look for Pray on the Radio. You'll find it.
Pray on the Radio, baby. So I'm going to definitely be pulling that song up. But I just want to say for myself and for our audience, thank you for being here and sharing your message with us. And, you know, to our audience, hey, thank you for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. We feel so blessed to have you guys on here each and every time listening to our shows and being able to listen to this wonderful content that we're able to bring you and feel so blessed to be able to do. And we just pray that, again, just hit that follow subscribe button, give us a like. On behalf of myself and Richard, thank you so much. And as I always end, everyone, now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation and let the great harvest begin.